It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. Haley's impulse purchases include two kittens, two bunnies, and an Aussie doodle dog.
Oh, my God.
That's quite a breed. Well. 7-9 Coast, your impulse purchase. Cody brought a random Native American wood carving from the antique store. When he went to the antique store, didn't find what he wanted, said, "That's cool," and bought it. And
there like, you go.
What do you do with that?
Okay.
Yeah, who hasn't done this? Barbara said a new car.
Yeah. Because
you go in thinking, okay, I'm going to get a used car.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm just going to look.
Oh.
Or, you go in, and then
yes.
All of a sudden, you drive home in the new car, and you've traded in the old one.
Yeah.
You find yourself digging in the seats to make sure you have everything from the old one because you got the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good like that, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
7-9 Coast, your impulse purchase that was a ridiculous impulse purchase. And did you return it? That's the big question. Because sometimes you get it, and then it just sits there. Todd, I have to, not our Todd, but listener Todd, bought a hot dog cart.
So awesome.
It is awesome, but,
why?
Was the plan?
Yeah, I need to know the plan behind
right?
it. Right.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Impulse purchase.
Well, last fall, my husband and I bought a rower. I won't name the brand. And they sent us two big boxes. So, and they were expensive.
Yeah.
So we called the company and said, come and get it. And they never did. So we sold the second one. And then the first one, it pulled my shoulder out. And we sold that one. So we made a profit.
Well, there you go.
See, the impulse purchases aren't always a negative thing.
Pretty cool.
No, it was very cool. But, that happened to a lot of people. I've talked to people. People bought one couch and they sent them six. And they made money. This happened a lot last year with COVID.
Pause. Hold on a minute. I've heard, this actually just happened to me. I probably shouldn't say it on the air. But I had to buy a new pair of headphones because my last one's broke.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I was all pissed because I thought they got porch pirated.
Yeah.
But there was some kind of, it told me they had arrived and they hadn't arrived. And then all of a sudden they do show up after Amazon said, okay, we'll send you another pair. So now I have two.
Yeah.
And I,
of course, I feel a little bit guilty, but I'm also kind of like, Amazon's fine.
Yeah.
We feel guilty too. And that's, of course, my Catholic guilt of many years. But anyway,
right. But wait a minute. So you know someone who bought one couch but got five?
She got one couch damaged. They sent it back. They sent her another one. And then they sent her another one. And they sent her another one. She got like five or so. And it was too
what? What?
It was too expensive for the company, I won't name it, to take it back.
Right.
It's too expensive last year. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know. I want to tell you guys, make me smile in the morning. Thank you so much for all three of you.
Oh, you're
and
so sweet.
On TV, I watch you every morning. So thank you very, very much.
Oh, he's actually on TV right now. That's why he's not with us right now. But we will tell him you said that.
I'm upstairs. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Chris. You too. Bye bye.
Happy Mother's Day, Kelly. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. On our Facebook page, Lindsay bought an aquarium, and now we have 25 healthy, happy, tropical fish.
Holy moly.
And Brittany had a night of drinking, hopped on eBay, and now has a good conversation starter piece that she's keeping because she bought a shark jaw.
That's
what was the topic of conversation while having a couple of drinks that led to the shark jaw? Wow, I got to look up shark jaw. How big do they get? Let's see. Wow, that's cool. Oh, it's only $70?
Come on.
I'll buy it. Why not?